Why, hello there, and welcome.
You're listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. It's quick, simple, and Australian. Now, if you want to follow along on the socials, you can get the show on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Discord, all at one word at the Creepy Crap Podcast. Or we could share film histories on Letterboxd at the Creepy Crap Pod. And if you enjoy the podcast today, why not show some love with a 5-star review on whatever app you listen to this with? Alright, now let's start one of Australia's favourite horror podcasts, the Creepy Crap Podcast. And be warned that this episode will most likely contain swearing, spoilers, and adult themes. Welcome, Creepy Crapsters, to another midweek episode of the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name's Danny Boy, and this is episode 12. Thank you so much for listening. I know I hit you with an episode already this week, but I've got another one because I've got quite a few movies I was a bit delayed with putting out from Holdfast Public Relations. That's right, Thomas Pitts and his crew at Holdfast Public Relations gave me quite a few screeners, and I've been a little bit busy and had time and off and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, I'm making up for it by doing two this week, and I've got a great movie, and it is called Subject. I got the screener from Holdfast Public Relations. Thanks, guys. And they've given me this to watch. That's right. It is now out on video on demand and DVD. It's from Umbrella Entertainment Australia and Continuance Pictures. And although this isn't noticeably Australian, it is an Australian horror movie. And it was released in 2022. Goes for an hour and 17 minutes. And it was directed and stars Tristan Barr. That's right. He can do both. He's a pretty talented fellow. He's got another movie or two on the way out soon, and they look pretty bloody good. So yeah, he's a star on the rise, that one, that Tristan Barr. And yeah, it has a rating of 5.4 out of 10 on Internet Movie Database. And you want the synopsis? I can give you a synopsis. On his way to prison, a man gets intercepted by a secretive government agency who task him to monitor a secret experiment in exchange for commuting his sentence. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? So yeah, this is a lovely horror sci-fi movie. And like I said, it's from Australia, but the accents in the movie are American, so it kind of puts you off. And you could watch this and easily not realize it's Australian, so that's pretty cool. Anyway, I'm going to talk all about it, but I've got a podcast promo for you again. Here we go. Who we got this week? Well, I'll tell you. We've got the Like Mother, Like Murder podcast. And you want to know what it is? Well, here you go. Have a listen.
Hello, Like Mother, Like Murder listeners. I am Rachel.
And I'm Heather.
We are the hosts of Like Mother, Like Murder.
We bring you the good, the badass, and the crime.
Each week, we bring you stories from missing and murdered
to survivors and women who empower you.
And of course, some mom talk sprinkled in.
Check us out wherever you get your podcasts at Like Mother, Like Murder.
And give us a follow on social media so that we can say hi.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Well, there you go. That sounds morbidly marvelous, doesn't it? Check the girls out at Mother Like Murder Podcast. And now we've done that, let's get into the movie. That's right, we're doing 2022's Project. Here we go. And it should be mentioned, this is going to be a fairly short episode this week because this is just going to be a Blue Balls edition. It's going to be spoiler free. I don't want to ruin how the movie ends. It's a fairly new movie and I want people to check it out for themselves and not get it completely ruined by me. Older ones, you're kind of like, yeah, fair enough. Like, there's a fair bit of time for you to check it out. Check this one out. I don't want to spoil it all. So I'm going about halfway through and then, yeah, the rest is up to you. So letting you know that now. And let's get into Project. And I don't know if it was initially my copy. It does go blurry and then clear a few times, but I feel like that's part of the movie. Or if not, it was just my internet not working very well and it was buffering while I was projecting it to the TV. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not going to talk about the quality anyway. I don't know if that was part of the movie. But anyway, the movie starts off. This prisoner is a van. They're getting taken away to do the sentence and they're going to prison. And then one of them's basically like, if you stare at me, because he's like, oh, what are you in here for? And the main guy's name is Willem. And Willem's like, yeah, what are you in here for? And the guy's like, if you fucking talk to me, I'm going to take out your eyes, fuck your head, and come on your brain. And you're just like, whoa, oh my God. And he's like, oh shit. And then the van stops. Some guy opens it up. It's Tristan Barr. And then he's basically like, shoots the other two that are in the van. He's like, hey, if you want an alternative sentence, come with me. Are you down for this? I can't explain anything else. But he's like, are you going to come with me? He's like, yep. I don't want to go to jail. I do not want to be bumjacked on the daily. And he's like, yep, cool, sweet. And then he wakes up and then he's like, oh, where are we? And he's in this room and there is just cameras everywhere. And there's sort of flashbacks on and off. And it looks like he had a wife who probably had cancer because she got the bandana on her head and all that sort of stuff. She doesn't look the best. And he got some kids and he's just like, oh, shit. So yeah, he's going from the present to the past in his memories. He had happier times and now he's clearly going to prison. But he said, oh, I didn't do it. I didn't mean to. It wasn't me. And we don't really know what, but then, like, that's pretty much everyone. Like, so Andy Dufresne. It wasn't me. I'm the only guilty guy in Shawshank. And it was kind of like, yeah, you know, whatever. But yeah, he's in this room now. And he's doing this instead of going to jail. And he's just looking around. And there's cameras everywhere. And he's got, like, a room or two sort of thing. And they just, the only catch of you being in here, you have to do 10-minute video confession every day. And then, yeah, otherwise you could just sit in here. There's a TV, you got a toilet, all that sort of stuff. You go to bed and there's not many channels. It's just old movies and stuff like that. But yeah, and then the rest of the time, one of the channels is just video of him. There's nothing to do here. There's no windows. I can't see outside. I really have no concept of time. And I feel like that's part of the movie anyway. He's basically like in this room where, what is going on? It's got a bit of an old boy theme to it, I felt. You know, he's just locked in a room. He gets given a meal every day. It's the same thing every day. It's just an egg. And he's just, give me some more food. One egg a day is not enough food. This is fucked. I'd rather go to jail. He even says that at one point because he's like, there's nothing to do here. There's no interaction. There's nothing. It's crazy. And at one point he's talking about this rat test he saw once where it was like the rat that had all the friends where there was like one water had drugs in it and one didn't. And the one that had all the other rats didn't take the drugs, whereas the one on its own would consistently drink the drugs and then OD and then die. And then they put another one in, same thing again. I think that's what's happening to me. And he's like starting to lose it a little bit, but he's still pretty good. And he's keeping a tally. He's been there for a few days now. And I want more than fucking eggs. There's not too much going on. There's only really two people in this, apart from the family flashbacks. It's just Willem, who's the prisoner. And then the scientist, lab technician, I'm not 100% sure, but he is the doctor maybe, which is Tristan Barr. And he comes in, he's the one who gives him his food. It's the only person he ever sees. He comes in at one point and he puts like a blood pressure cuff around him, but it like shocks him if he doesn't answer the questions properly. And he's, are you a liar? Are you married? And he's all these questions. He's like, yeah, I don't know how to answer. And he's like, and gets shocked. Well, she's dead, but I don't know. I am married still technically, but can you be married to a dead person? He's trying to answer everything and he's kind of leading him down a path. I feel like you're trying to gaslight me here. What are you doing? Like, what are you doing the questions? And he like sort of starts getting the better of him, I feel, at one point. And then the guy's like, that's the end of the questions now, and leaves. And he's like, oh, come on, please. And he just like, he doesn't try to escape or anything. Cause at one point his whole body hangs out the door. I'm like, why didn't you try to leave? That's so strange. But yeah, he's stuck in these rooms. The doors open up at certain points, but then he's starting to lose it a little bit more. Like there's all these memories that are coming back. But then all of a sudden there's kind of like a glass that looks like it, you know, like the glass that you see a police show where someone's watching from the other side and all that. But then he can look through it and he's like, what is that? And he's like a bandaged person just sitting in the corner. It looks freaky as fuck because it's like he's 100% bandaged and he's got these long ass fingers and you can only kind of see it in the shadows. You're like, what the fuck? And he's looking at it for ages and he's like, there's someone else here. And then he just kind of like over the days and that like sees more and he's like, I think he's starting to move. And then he gets up and then it's like he's watching. He's like, I think he can see me. Wait, is this two-way glass or is it just regular glass? Like, can he see me? And no one ever answers the questions. He gets a few more questions with the electric shock collar on his arm. And he's basically like asking more questions. I don't know what you want. And then he's like freaking out a bit more. And then he goes a bit more mental each time because he's just in there for ages. And at one point he looks at the table and the whole thing's full of tallies, which is on the movie cover as well. How long have I been here? Did I fall asleep? I'm so sleep deprived. Or he's like, oh, I slept for 18 hours. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. He's just starting to lose it. But yeah, he's fixated on this thing through the glass. He's like, what is it? And now it's standing there and it's freaky as fuck because it's just wrapped up in bandages. And then eventually it takes a few of the bandages off and you can see its eyes and they're freaky. And he's just like, what? And then at one point he's sleeping and it sort of sneaks into his room, but like it's hard to tell if it was a dream or not because I feel like he is getting plenty of sleep and they're not depriving him of sleep, but it's just he has no concept of time anymore. So he's just like, I don't know what I'm doing. And he's trying to get the better of the cameras because he moves quick enough, they can't focus, they can't catch him. But then like he's still there and he's just not really doing much else. But yeah, he's just in there for a lot of time. He's trapped and he's like, I would prefer a real prison where I can get normal food and some interaction. No one answers my questions. I only see the same person every day or every couple days. No one talks to me. He's like losing it because he's just like stuck in this room. Was this better than going to prison? I can't tell. Like, I feel like it'd be cool maybe if the TV had more channels, but yeah, you're really not doing anything. And I'm like, I don't really like eggs. It'd be fucking nightmare. But yeah, it's really draining on him, as it would. It's fucking mental. This thing on the other side is this freaky sort of fucking, like, it just looks so strange. It's a bandaged monster with really long, sharp fingers. What is this? And that is the subject, because at one point they're like, why is he doing this? And he's like, wait, why are you assuming it's a he? What is this? Okay, so it is someone there. Can he see me? Please just answer that. Can he see me? And they don't answer him. And he's just like, oh my God. And yeah, that's all I want to say for this. Like, I know that's not much, but it is a slow-paced movie. So that was at least half of the movie. Easily. I hate to do the blue balls version, but yeah, it's spoiler free. So yeah, you've got to find out the big questions, like, will he escape? Does he go crazy? What the hell is on the other side of the glass there? Will he ever get to eat more than eggs? Why did he even get sent to jail? What happened to his family? What will be the fate of William? I can't tell you, but hopefully if you check out the movie, you'll get the answers yourself. And you can do that by getting it on video on demand or at any shop that sells DVDs. That's right. Go get yourself a copy. It is amazing. Tristan Barr's outdone himself with this movie. I liked it quite a lot. He stars in it. He directed it. He's got more movies coming out. He's got one with Ryan Kwanten soon. I reckon he is a star to watch. He is on the rise. And yeah, that's Tristan Barr. And this was made possible thanks again to Hold Fast Public Relations. Check those guys out. Give them a follow. That's Thomas Pitts and his crew. They are great as well. So much talent coming out of Australia at the moment. Love it. And if you want to check out the podcast I mentioned at the beginning in the promo, it is called Like a Mother, Like Murder. Girls love their crime shows, don't they? And you can love theirs too if you check it out. So that's Like Mother, Like Murder. And that is episode 12, a very short, spoiler-free episode of the movie Subject. So thank you so much for listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name's Danny Boy, and I'll catch you next episode.